Have a story. I have a story. I have a story. So, thanks, Neville, if we could dim the lights. There were two men, and they went out to the airport to go on a trip. And so they looked through the window of the airport, and they could see an aeroplane. And it was Air New Zealand, because Owen is here. And they saw this black Air New Zealand plane, and they thought, that is our plane. So we go to the next slide. And so they started to line up on their queue to board Air New Zealand. Okay, and the next slide. And here is one of the dads who was going on that aeroplane on that trip, and we all know him as Justin. And so he's looking happy because he's about to leave Monique for a while. Can't wait to get a break. And so there's Justin, and we go to the next slide. Now, sometimes when you hop on an aeroplane, you know, this is what happens. You want to have a nice time, but the guy next to you uses your shoulder. You know, it's like the person's shoulder says, come, be absorbed. And so the person leans over and has a sleep. But, next slide. But on this particular flight, and we couldn't quite get Justin on this flight, but on this flight, there were these two guys, and one had his computer open, and you see, the screensaver. Now, does everyone know what a screensaver is? This, please pretend. The screensaver is the picture that comes up on the computer screen as soon as you open it. And so one of these guys, when he opened his computer, the screensaver picture was this. And everybody knows who this is. It is? It is Quinn. And Quinn is with us. And you see, this is the screensaver picture that came up. And so, just keep it there, Neville, for now. And so, the man seated next to the guy with the computer, he leant over and saw this picture on the screensaver on the computer, and he said, is that your little boy? And the man that said, yes, that is my little boy. And this photo was taken 3 months ago, when Quinn was only 11 months old. And then this father, you know, we'll call him Justin. Then this father, he started to tell the strange man next to him. He said, oh, I still remember when Quinn took his first faltering step and he spoke his first faltering word. And you could tell him the father's face on Justin's face, there was just an absolute sense of wonder as he told the story about Quinn. And then he said to the man next to him, would you like to see some more photos of Quinn? And you know, the man said, oh, okay. So here we go, Neville. Now, everyone, we need the R's on these. There's Quinny on the slide. The next one. And there's Quinn, yes! yes! We have Quinn here today. And there's Quinn in the beach, the next one. In that household, they wash the kids in a certain way. Then the next slide, yes. Looking at his pastor. Next slide. There he goes again. Oh, and the father, as he was showing these photos, the look on his face, as I said before, was a sense of absolute wonder. Next one. Oh, there he is again. And the next one. Oh, yes. What do you do with a banana? And the next one. Oh, this is Quinn. Next one. Oh, there he goes again. And the next one. Yes. Next one. Yeah. That has many interpretations. Next one. Ah, yes. Let's quit again. And the next one. And the next one. And he kept, on this aeroplane, he just kept showing these photos to the person next to him, these photos of Quinn. And the next one. Yeah, that's it. And is there another one there? That's it, Neville. So if you could just keep it there. And so the person who was watching these photos, he got a graduate degree in quinology as a result of watching all of these photos. And then the father, Justin, he turned to this man on the aeroplane and he said, you know, I just can't wait to go home and see him. But in the meantime, I could look at these photos 100 times and never grow tired of looking at these photos. But the man who was not the father, he thought to himself, he thought, what's so great about Quinn? I mean, Quinn is no different from millions and millions of other little boys. I mean, there are millions of boys who take their first faltering step and they stammer out their first word. What is so different about Quinn? Why get so preoccupied with all the photos about Quinn? And then the man realized that as Justin looked at the photos of Quinn, he looked with the eyes of a father. And everything he saw about Quinn was cloaked with wonder. Cloaked with wonder. And then the man turned to Justin and said to Justin, so I guess you're really missing Quinn. And the father said, yes. And then the man said to Justin, the father, so when did you last see him? When was the last time that you saw him? And the father said, yesterday. And obviously for the father, one day away from Quinn was one day too many. And so he was racing through the skies, racing through the clouds to go home and to be with Quinn. Now here's my thing. People, God has got a computer. And the picture on his screensaver is you. And when he looks at your life as a father, he is filled with such wonder. And do you know what he does? He shows your picture to the angels. And he says, here's Warren. And here's Sue. And here's Simon. And here's Monique. And here is Tricia. And here is, and we could go through the names. And here's the next thing. This father, and this is the story of the Bible, and this is the story of Easter. This God of ours, God the Father, he has raced through the heavens. He has raced through the clouds and the skies to be at home with you. Because you're on his screensaver. And he's just full of wonder as he sees your face. And maybe some of you here this morning, maybe this is not how you feel. In fact, for some of you here this morning, things may not be working out in your life. And you might find yourself in the bottom of a hole. And you're in a place of blackness and a place of despair. Do you know what this God does? He doesn't stand at the top of your hole with wagging finger and give you a lecture. Do you know what he does? He climbs down the side of your hole And he reaches the bottom where you are. And he stands before you and he says, "Are you ready?" And you might say, "Ready for what?" And he says, "Me." Are you ready for me? Are you ready for me? Because you see, friends, the greatest promise that's mentioned more than any other promise in the Bible is not, "I will forgive you." That is in the Bible, but that is not the greatest promise that is mentioned before any other promise. Do you know the promise that is mentioned more than any other promise in the Bible? That promise is, "I will be with you. I am with you. I will be with you. I am with you." You are God's screensaver. It is your picture that lights up on his computer. And he shows the angels your picture. He loves you. And he has affection for you. He just thinks you're wonderful. As a father looked at Quinn, he looks at you. Is that good, guys? Is that good? I think that is awesome. Kiddies, is that good? Kids, is that good? We're going to sing a song now that talks about God who wants to be with us. Thanks.
Good morning, whānau. If you want to stand to your feet, we're just going to sing the song. Children, if you want to dance, you want to stand in your chairs, you want to get on mum or dad's shoulders, then do so. This is a song to get excited about.